frightens me, Albert. It frightens me to death.
Mabel Taylor looked down at the baby lying motionless in the crook of her arm.
She's hardly taken any nourishment all day.
You mustn't worry about it, Mabel. Dr. Robinson told you that, and so did the other one.
What am I supposed to do? Treat it as a joke? She's wasting away.
Don't be silly, Mabel. Of course she isn't.
She's lost 2 pounds since she was born. You can't tell me that's normal. And look at her legs. They're like sticks.
We'll take her to Dr. Robinson again in the morning. Ask him to send us to someone new.
Oh, what's the point? Doctors. I hate them all.
Now, Mabel...
9 years we've waited for this baby, Albert. 9 years. If anything happened to her now, I honestly think it would kill me.
Mabel took the baby upstairs, and before long, Albert heard her pacing about in the bedroom above his head.
I do wish she'd stop worrying. She'll have a nervous breakdown.
Hoping to distract himself, he picked up a magazine. It was the Journal of the British Beekeepers Association. He settled into an armchair and idly looked down at the list of contents.
News from the apiary, cooking with honey, amongst the bees in May.
Ever since childhood, Albert Taylor had been fascinated by anything to do with bees, and as he grew older, his fascination hardened into an obsession. Fortunately, it was an obsession that earned him a handsome living. He'd first started selling honey in the summer of 1949, and now, some 10 years later, he could barely keep up with demand.
And that's with over 200 hives.
For want of anything better to do, he read an article entitled Pollen Disease, A New Perspective, then turned to one on royal jelly. He very much doubted that it would contain anything he didn't know already.
Royal jelly is a glandular secretion fed by nurse bees to newly hatched larvae.
So far, so old hat.
They are all given it for the first 3 days after hatching.
Still reading, he reached for his tin of tobacco and began filling his pipe.
Beyond this point, however, royal jelly is only fed to those bees who are destined to become queens, hence the name.
Above him, up in the bedroom, the noise of pacing had finally stopped. He struck a match and put it to his pipe.
Royal jelly is clearly immensely nourishing because whilst eating it, the honeybee larvae increases in size some 1,500 times. This is equivalent to a 7-pound baby increasing during the same period to nearly 5 tons.
Albert stopped and read that last sentence again. Then he read it a third time.
This is equivalent to a 7-pound baby
increasing during the same period
to nearly 5 tons.
Incredible. Albert leapt up from his chair and ran out into the hall.
Mabel! Mabel! Come here a minute!
She didn't answer, so casting aside his magazine, he went upstairs.
Mabel! Are you asleep?
The room was in darkness, but he could make out Mabel lying face down on the bed.
Go away. Just leave me alone.
But I've had an idea. It's about the baby.
I'm so tired, Albert. I can't go on.
Albert walked over to the baby's cradle.
What time's her next feed?
2 o'clock, then 6 in the morning.
I'm doing them both. Now, you get some sleep. You'll make yourself ill carrying on like this.
Albert...
Not another word. I'm taking the baby and the alarm clock into the spare room, and that's that.
Albert didn't see his wife again until she came downstairs at 11 o'clock the following morning.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Look at the time. I must have slept for nearly 12 hours.
She ran over to the little carry cot containing the baby.
Did she take anything? How many times have you fed her? She was due for another one at 10.
I fed her at 2 in the morning and she took 1/2 ounce. At 6, she did a bit better, 2 ounces. Mm. And we've just finished her last feed now. 3 whole ounces, Mabel.
3? That's marvellous.
She looks well too, doesn't she? Fatter in the face.
Oh, I know it sounds silly, but I think you're right.
Perhaps I should do all the night feeds and just leave the day ones to you.
No, Albert. I wouldn't hear of it.
At least let me share in some of the donkey work, then. I'll start sterilising all the baby's bottles for you and mixing her feeds. When's her next one due? 2 o'clock?
Yes.
I'll go and mix it now and leave it in the larder.
Honestly, Albert, there's no need.
I've been letting you shoulder too much of the burden on your own, Mabel, but things are going to change. From now on, we'll both be bringing our daughter up together.
After he and Mabel had eaten lunch, Albert went out into the meadow to work amongst his hives.
Hello, my darlings. How are you?
He never used smoke when he was working, nor did he wear gloves or a net. It was as though a kind of sympathy existed between him and his bees, and in all the years he'd kept them, he'd never once been stung.
Albert! Come quickly!
He looked up. Mabel was running towards him through the buttercups.
You won't believe it. She's just finished her 2 o'clock feed and she's taken the lot.
No.
Oh, I'm so happy, Albert. Everything's going to be all right. You will come and watch her take her next one, won't you?
Of course I will. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Naturally, a certain amount of suspense surrounded the next feed. But in the event, the baby drained the entire bottle in only a few minutes.
Oh, Albert. Isn't it wonderful?
It's terrific.
Albert and Mabel tucked up their daughter in her cot, had a little supper, and settled down in the living room.
Albert.
Mabel looked at him over her knitting.
What were you going to tell me last night? You know, when you came rushing up to the bedroom, you said you'd had an idea for the baby.
I did, didn't I?
What's the big joke? Why are you grinning like that?
You agree the baby's better, don't you? Mm. She's looking good and feeding like a champion.
Well, of course I do.
Well, it's all thanks to me.
Yes, dear. I'm sure it is.
You don't believe me, do you?
Of course I believe you, Albert. It's clearly made a big difference letting you mix all her feeds.
You're on the right lines, Mabel, but it isn't the mixing that matters. It's what you put in it that counts.
Albert, you haven't been putting things in her milk, have you?
I might have.
Albert Taylor, how could you? It's beer, isn't it? You've been giving her beer?
Don't be daft, Mabel. Of course not. She's been having royal jelly.
Royal what?
It's magic, Mabel. Pure magic. It comes from bees.
Well, I might have guessed that.
I've known about it for years, but it wasn't until I read an article last night that I thought of trying it out on the baby.
Albert patiently explained to her all about royal jelly and the miraculous properties it possessed.
And if you think that's amazing, you won't believe what happens to any bee that goes on eating it after 3 days.
I can hardly wait.
It turns into a queen, Mabel, queen of the hive. Its abdomen changes shape, and so do its legs. It finds it can live 10 times longer than other bees, and it puts on weight, loads of weight. And all because of royal jelly.
Well, that's all well and good, Albert, but it doesn't make it right to give it to our daughter. A bee's a bee and a baby's a baby.
It doesn't just work for bees, though. Look, I can prove it.
Buzzing with enthusiasm, Albert flew over to the bookshelves and took down a thick, well-thumbed volume.
It's all in here, the latest research.
He wasn't, Mabel had to admit, the most handsome of men. He had a thick, plump body supported by a pair of thin bow legs. His head was huge and round, and because he'd given up shaving, the lower half was mostly hidden beneath an inch-long crop of yellow-brown fuzz.
Take this case, for instance. A rat that couldn't breed was given a tiny dose of royal jelly, and he went on to become a father many times over.
In fact, as she watched him hovering in front of the bookshelves, she thought he resembled nothing so much as one of his own bees. She'd never noticed the similarity before, and it shocked her a little.
You can read it for yourself if you like.
Sorry, what's that?
I've just been telling you about an infertile rat, Mabel. Haven't you been listening?
I'm sorry, dear. Go on.
And it's not just rats. It's been tested on people, too. And the things it's cured. Arthritis, neuritis, impotence, gout.
If it's so wonderful, why aren't people taking it all the time?
That's a very good question, Mabel, and there's a very simple answer. It's too damned expensive. I once saw an advert for an 8-ounce jar, and do you know how much it cost? £300.
Albert, be quiet.
What is it? What's wrong?
I think I can hear the baby crying.
Oh, you're right. She must be hungry.
Well, look at the time. She's long overdue. I'll go and get her. You mix the feed. And Albert?
Yes?
No more royal jelly.
She wagged her finger at him in warning and went upstairs to fetch the child.
Look at that. She's only going to finish the lot again.
I think you're right.
As it turned out, one bottle wasn't enough, so Albert was obliged to return to the kitchen to fetch another.
I've mixed her a double this time, 8 ounces.
Only when she'd emptied the second bottle did the baby finally consent to go to sleep on her mother's lap.
I don't like it, Albert. It isn't natural.
She's just making up for lost time, that's all.
Is she? Well, pick her up. Go on. That's right.
Dear God, she weighs a ton.
Exactly. She shouldn't have put on so much weight in a single day. It's all the fault of that disgusting royal jelly. I'm only glad I'm here to stop you giving her any more.
A royal jelly isn't disgusting, Mabel.
I take it you haven't given her any more.
Do you?
Albert, you didn't.
It's been doing her so much good. I thought I'd give her another dose. A big one this time.
Oh! Fetch the scales. I want to see just how much she weighs.
Mabel quickly stripped off the baby's clothing and placed her naked on the table. When Albert returned with the scales, he beamed at her with paternal pride.
Why, Mabel, it's a miracle. She's as fat as a puppy.
The child had indeed put on a prodigious amount of weight. Her chest, once so sunken and narrow, was as round as a barrel, and her belly bulged high in the air. Curiously, though, her arms and legs had not grown in proportion, and, still short and skinny, they resembled four little sticks protruding from a ball of fat.
And look, there's a bit of fuzz growing on her tummy to keep her warm.
Oh, my God, Albert! What have you done?
You're still worrying about the royal jelly, aren't you?
Stay back. Don't touch her.
I promise you, Mabel, it's perfectly safe. And I should know. I've been taking it for months.
What?
I turned over half the hives to making it early last year. I suppose I should have told you sooner, but I was a little embarrassed.
Mabel looked at her husband again. There was no longer any skin showing on his neck. The whole of it was covered with short, silky hair, yellowy black.
I first had the idea when I read about royal jelly curing that rat of infertility. Hello, I thought. If a rat can be helped, then so can Albert Taylor.
No.
It made me feel so good I carried on taking it even after you'd announced the joyful tidings.
No!
Mind you, it was always going to work better on a tiny infant than on a grown man like me. You can tell that just by looking at her.
Mabel's eyes moved slowly towards the baby lying naked on the table. Fat, white and comatose, it looked like a gigantic grub that was about to end its larval stage and re-emerge into the world with mandibles and wings.
No!
Come along. Let's cover her up. We don't want our little queen to catch cold.